Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1654. Get strong in a hurry. Simple Technique for Fast Strength Gains by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have lots of shows reading articles to you. Come by oldpodcast.com to find all of them. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Get strong in a hurry. A simple technique for fast strength gains by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Building muscle, losing body fat, getting crazy strong, training to be even more awesome. All four are excellent goals, but my absolute favorite is an emphasis on building strength, and you'll soon find out why. Today, you're going to learn one of my favorite simple techniques you can use with your current workout program to start seeing some fast strength gains. But first, why choose strength? Building muscle is a slow and steady process, and trying to lose fat at a rapid rate can have dire consequences. Basically, when it comes to sculpting muscle or burning body fat, slow and steady wins the race, as far as I'm concerned. But one of the really awesome things about training purely for strength is that you can achieve results very quickly. And let's face it, we all want immediate results. We like reaping the rewards for our efforts as soon as possible, and that gives us greater motivation to keep going and striving for more. That's one reason why focusing on getting stronger is awesome. The results can come very quickly if you do things correctly. Get stronger, fast. No, I'm not going to present some freak strength top secret program or anything like that, but rather a simple, tried and true technique you can use right now in your workout program to start getting stronger and maybe even bust some personal records along the way. Want to finally perform your first bodyweight chin-up? Maybe you want to add a few more pounds to your squat or deadlift. Do you want to bust through a plateau? This technique will allow you to do so. The strength technique for fast results. So what is this simple strength technique that can produce quick results? Easy practice. More specifically, practicing the exercise or lift at a higher frequency with an easy weight is a terrific way to boost strength quickly. In fact, I use this principle in the Get Strong program in the beautiful Bad Bodyweight Workout Guide, which has helped trainees to perform their first bodyweight chin-up, their first pistol, and their first handstand push-up. Call it greasing the groove, or whatever you want, but it works. Also, I can't recall who the first person was to say this, but strength is a skill. And if you want to be proficient at a skill, be it strength, playing an instrument, or dang near anything else, you should practice frequently. Using the easy strength technique allows you to practice the exercise or exercises frequently, so you really focus on your technique and ingrain the movement pattern without overstressing your body. Allow me to show you a real-life example of using the easy practice technique for busting through plateaus and setting new personal records. My friend Kristen recently hired me to design a program that would help her reach a goal she's had for a long time, to pull a 225-pound deadlift. Before hiring me, she'd been stuck at a 190-pound deadlift, but her all-time best was 205 pounds before she developed a neck injury. Here was part of the plan to help her reach her 225-pound deadlift goal. Include easy deadlift practice before every workout. During her warm-up for every workout, she was instructed to perform 4 sets of 2 reps each of a deadlift with an easy weight. Now, the easy part is important. The only day she excluded this easy practice was during workouts she actually deadlifted, which was about once every 9 to 10 days. The instructions for the easy practice were simple. Act like it's a heavyweight. Approach the bar with confidence and pull aggressively. This way, she trained the deadlift movement 3 days per week. So, what happened as Kristen included the easy practice in her workout regimen? After only 4 weeks on the program, Kristen set an all-time personal record of 235 pounds, with some to spare. That's 30 pounds more than her previous all-time best and 10 pounds heavier above her initial goal. Oh, and I must point out, Kristen is another strong gal, proving that lifting heavy singles does not make folks big and bulky. Lifting progressively heavier weights simply increases one's beautiful bad status. Your turn to get stronger. Want to get stronger too? Here's how you do it. Pick 1 to 3 exercises you want to improve and incorporate some easy practice into your program at least 3 times per week. A super simple way to do this is to include the easy practice into your warm-ups, like I had Kristen do. Generally, I keep the easy practice reps between 1 and 3, depending on your personal goals, and for a total of 4 up to 6 sets. Perform these easy practice sets at least 3 times per week or up to 5 times per week. And please remember, this is supposed to be easy. You shouldn't have to struggle the least bit. For example, Kristen did all of her easy practice for deadlifts with 135 pounds, a weight she could easily pull for about 12 reps. Her easy practice guideline was to pull 135 pounds for 4 sets of 2 reps each. That's it. And she did this before every workout except on days she deadlifted, which was, again, once every 9 to 10 days. Focus on lifting with power and control. You should absolutely dominate the easy practice sets. And even though the weight is light, you need to pretend as if it's a heavyweight and lift it with complete focus and concentration. And you can also apply this technique to bodyweight exercises. Let's say you want to boost your push-up strength and be able to perform close grip push-ups for the first time. Before each workout, or at least 3 to 5 times per week, include some easy practice. You can make the close grip push-ups easier by elevating your hands and performing 6 sets of 3 reps each. Elevate your hands so you could perform at least 10 close grip push-ups, but only do 6 sets of 3 reps. You can apply the easy practice technique to practically any exercise or any lift you want to improve. Just follow the guidelines you just heard. Now you know how to get strong in a hurry. Put this technique to work and be sure to let me know what happens. You just listened to the post titled, Get Strong in a Hurry, A Simple Technique for Fast Strength Gains by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. This technique is genius. I got to give Nia Shanks credit for this. When folks would come to me for advice about breaking a weightlifting plateau, I would tell them to do more reps at a lower weight and to do that for a while, maybe do that for a couple of weeks. So just as Neo was explaining, if you want to get past your deadlifting plateau, lift lighter weight, like 135 pounds as she described, and do that for more reps and incorporate that kind of routine for the next 2 to 4 weeks. But looking back on that advice, it's so very unspecific. What's so great about Nia's advice is that you start your workouts with this lighter weight routine, and it's very, very specific. You do 4 sets of no more than 2 reps. Then you do your regular workout. Because the feedback I would often get is, oh, I don't want to do lighter reps. I like lifting heavy. Why do I have to do this for 2 weeks or even up to a month? But what's genius about Nia's plan is you can incorporate these higher reps, lighter weight exercises, and yet still do your normal workout so you don't get that frustration. And when we think about habit forming, the way this is set up is if it's your warm-up, you're going to get it done because you have to do it before you do your regular routine. Like if you put it at the end of your workout, you'll say, oh, I'm too tired, I won't do it. And your form will get sloppy. And again, these are all of the reasons why this is such a genius idea. And I know I'm going to try this out because, as people have commented, I have weaker, smaller shoulders than the rest of my body. So I'm going to incorporate this to build that strength and get some mass. All right, that's it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.